from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's trending?
All right, let's check in on the hot topic. Trending.
On What's Trending, we continue broadcasting live from Chiefs training camp here on 610 Sports Radio. Practice wrapped up, about an hour ago at this point in time. We had George Karloftis join us for of minutes. You'll hear some of that conversation, or all of that conversation, just with us in the 11 o'clock hour coming up around 1:30 or so today. Injury news. Good news was Xavier Worthy and Nazi Johnson both at practice today in pads, so that is a great sign on that front. Still no Justin Watson after hurting his foot the other day. Andy Reid giving him the dreaded day-to-day tag.
Done.
At this point,
it's like we
time.
Can't believe him ever since he signed up with Eric Berry, who never stepped foot on a football field for 10 weeks.
Derek Nnadi and Jalen Watson not in pads today, but we didn't get any update on what was going on there. Hopefully not a big deal. But today was the first real practice, man. First real one, pads. Biggest crowd maybe of camp, I think it's 7,000? Fair to say around 7,000 was the estimate that we heard from some folks here before we got on the air earlier today. But first of many padded practices, and a rough day, I would say, for the tackles. The defense definitely had the leg up today over the offensive line.
Next up on Watch Training, the Royals start a 3-game series against the Cubs tonight at home. It is Patrick Mahomes bobblehead night at the K tonight. They're expecting large crowds this weekend. It'll be Brady Singer on the bump. Remember, their last game was the one where it seemed like MacArthur had gotten out of it. They didn't call it a strike. They called it a ball instead, and then the implosion began in the previous one. Royals still hold a wild card spot by a game, I believe.
12:30, we'll talk more about the series, because it's not just the attendance, which I hope is over 30,000-plus every night this weekend.
Me too.
Tonight, sounds like it could even be above 35. We'll see if that's true or not as we get closer to first pitch in Vern's On Deck show tonight. But also, yeah, how do they lay out if there's a save or a high leverage situation, which there most likely will be, unless the Royals just put up 10 runs tonight, how does Q handle that? Is it Hunter Harvey in the highest leverage again, whether it's the ninth or the eighth? Is it MacArthur? Is it, do we see Bubich? Like, that'll be interesting. We'll talk more about that in 30 minutes. Next up on What's Trending, though, is the trade deadline, which is Tuesday afternoon. And we had some activity in the trade market yesterday. Randy Arozarena traded from the Rays to the Seattle Mariners. They get some added outfield help. Plus, right now for them, Julio Rodriguez is on the IL. And then a reliever off the market, A.J. Puck, from the Marlins, traded to the Diamondbacks, coupled with the very talented A's closer, Miller, who got hurt in a freak accident, hurt his left pinky. He's on the IL. So two relievers off the market. I'm not saying the Royals were trading for either, but just it means the market's that much more consolidated if you think they're going to add a bullpen arm.
We're getting ready to talk about what Jim Bowden said about Bobby Wood Jr., but in that same interview with The Drive yesterday, said that the Royals were smart to get ahead of the reliever market. It might have looked like an overpay then, but it might not look like an overpay in a few days and seeing how the names come off. That's interesting. The most interesting thing to that trade to me is we talk all the time about transactional, all this stuff is like, are you ready for the Royals to ever be as transactional as that?
Yeah, they
trade
Randy
like,
Arozarena.
They'll just trade away Evan Longoria or Randy Arozarena or the Chris Archer. They'll just trade away players. Like, it just means nothing to them. And they're a 500 team. They're still in the middle of a playoff hunt, technically.
And Arozarena, I think, has 2 years left of control.
He does.
I mean, so it's not, you know, but I think if you're the Rays, they're probably being realistic about their situation. They're in a division with the Yankees and the Orioles and the Red Sox. They are clearly not as good as any of those three those three teams. And so that's what it is. If they, you know, if they were the second best team in 500 in their division, that's one thing. But they are easily behind the Yankees, the Red Sox,
that's all.
And the Orioles.
They're
so
just the most transactional team in baseball is all. Next up on what Trinity Olympics opening ceremonies today in Paris. We've already obviously had some of the Olympic events taking place as it sits right now. We'll get the actual opening events. We can talk about the Olympics in a little bit here. You got a favorite Summer Olympics thing? It's still gymnastics for me. Watching Simone Biles work.
It's a good thing.
An absolute incredible feat.
Yeah, she is incredible. And gymnastics is high on the list. I enjoy a lot of the swimming events. I mean, just, you know, Katie Ledecky. Still, nothing is ever going to beat the years with Phelps. But Ledecky is pretty damn close in terms of some of the things she's doing. I know Phelps is the most decorated Olympian of all time. So that's an all-time experience watching Michael Phelps swim. But, yeah, I think the swimming events are just great. And those don't start, I don't think, until a little bit later on. I don't know if those start this weekend. That might be next week. I can't remember. But soccer's already going on. That's why the Canadian soccer team, their head coach, got fired for the cheating scandal. Mm-hmm. The drones above
practice. Can't be putting drones above people, man. It's going to get your ass canned every time. I'm going to get some drones above here. Could you imagine if, like, Drew came out?
Man.
We can't have Drew come out here. Might get a drone, sell it to the Bengals, try to
give
him an advantage in week
they
two.
Would tackle Drew in 2 seconds. He'd be done. You'd
just
be done.
Never know, man. You just never know.
Lastly on What's Trending, some news that Amazon is targeting a Super Bowl broadcast on Prime Video in the next NFL package. Look, it's only a matter of time. We already know all these additional streaming platforms, but keep an eye on that. It's not happening this year or next year, but at some point in the next 5 to 10 years, I think it's fair to say that you could have the Super Bowl on Prime, just like Thursday Night Football is, as rights are up again in 2032.
I would assume, like, look, I could be wrong here. Look, that's what's trending here in Cody Gold, because we can talk about this in just 2 seconds. I would assume that the first time they did that, they would do that split with a network. Does that make sense? Prime would have a Super Bowl broadcast of their own. But, God, are they going to talk themselves into a full streaming Super Bowl?
I think by 2032, yes. The only difference would be like they do with the local markets for any game. So if it's the Chiefs and the Eagles again in 2032 in the Super Bowl, well, then locally you wouldn't have in the KC market. The same thing we deal with when we're talking about the Christmas Day games. I think that would happen. But, I mean, we all can tell, right? I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out where things continue to trend. We don't all have to like it. I'm not saying you have to enjoy it. But we all should not be surprised that in the next 5 to 10 years, if the Super Bowl or the World Series, whatever, are going to be on streaming platforms. I mean, that's just where the world is trending. It stinks. There's downsides to it. But that's just where we're at.
It is. And some of this is like, I'm assuming you guys saw Charles Barkley release a statement about the TNT Amazon stuff. What is happening is everyone still values live sports. Everyone. Streaming partners, major networks, anyone, like this radio station, Odyssey Incorporated, they all value live sports. It's where maybe people still see the largest amount of value in anything. Value radio, television, live sports seemingly has not hit a TV bubble. Unlike, you know, Apple TV is going to cut back on making new shows. They're not going to cut back on trying to get live soccer. They want live sports. And so the problem is right now, if you're the networks, streamers have more money. Jeff Bezos has more money than
it's
you.
Backed by Apple,
they
Amazon
can give the
and
they
stuff.
Can give the NFL more money than you. Netflix has more money than you. The regular traditional network television partners, or ESPN at times, and all these other things. And so, I mean, maybe you're right. Maybe we'll have a full blown streaming Super Bowl in 10 years.
The problem with the TNT thing, I think, is that we love sports so much that we'd love to do something about it, but we love sports so much that we're not going to do anything. Because you could say, we're not going to watch Amazon because you're going to almost...
What, are you going to not watch the Super Bowl?
Empty threats. People have been threatening that for decades.
Correct.
It means nothing.
I'm not going to do this because it's not right to the sports fans. They're getting rid of Inside the NBA. They're getting rid of a Super Bowl on regular broadcast television where you're not going to do that because you love sports so much that you're going to go to Prime and watch.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll follow this. It's not happening anytime soon, but it's just it's going to happen. Whether it's 2032 or 2042, I mean, it's probably happening.
I'll watch it.
And when the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes are going for their sixth or seventh ring, we'll deal with it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That many,
yeah.
Huh?
By then, I probably won't even care.
That's right, Drew.
Okay. Yeah, when he wins the next eight consecutive and he's got, he's going for the final one, before he hangs it up. What's crazy is, that's a joke. It's not a 0% chance Patrick Mahomes wins the next eight Super Bowls in a row. It's just not zero. It's not a high
percentage.
It's like
0.9 or 0.5.
But it's not zero. It's sure. Zero for every other person on this planet. It is not zero for
sure.
Him. I want to talk more later in the show. I know we're going to talk Royals here in a minute. I'll talk more later in the show about his reaction to the Raiders video.
Love it. And Karlaftis.
And Karlaftis' reaction to the Raiders,
Kermit,
if you missed that earlier.
Kermit video at Raiders camp yesterday. The players are all aware of it here at training camp. And, we'll get back to that in just a bit.
I
do want to talk about the Royals, as you said, Cody, and Bobby Witt Jr. in particular. We know the stretch that he's on right now. Hopefully, eventually, he's got some postseason experience ahead of him coming up in October this year. But Bobby Witt Jr., right now, his batting average has been raised 21 points. In the last six games to take over the big league lead ahead of Stephen Kwan now for batting average. I mean, that's a remarkable increase. 21 points in six games is just absurd. And then you have comments from respected individuals in the game, someone that was a general manager, Jim Bowden, who does MLB Network Radio, MLB Now, he does a bunch of stuff now, and he was talking with Carrington yesterday about the trade deadline, but also about Bobby Witt Jr. Listen to this kind of praise that Bobby Witt Jr. got from him.
Well, let me start with this by saying I think he's the best player in baseball right now, overall. I think he's the most talented player. So I can't compliment a player more than that. In my lifetime, what I saw with my eyeballs, the best players that I saw, Barry Bonds, Ken Griffey Jr. in his prime, Mike Trout in his prime, hitting-wise, Albert Pujols and Miguel Cabrera in that conversation. But, Bobby Witt, when I think of Bobby Witt, I think more of Mickey Mantle, Willie Mays caliber guys, because there's nothing Bobby Witt can't do. I mean, he's, a gold glove defender at shortstop with a great arm and great power and likes to be up with the game on the line and great bat speed. And if I was starting a team right now and you told me I could have any player in the entire sport, I'm taking Bobby Witt Jr. So I can't compliment a player more than that. That's how I feel about him.
Any player in the sport, he's taking Bobby Witt Jr.
He called him Mickey Mantle. if you listen, I'm assuming somebody's made a list of the top 100 baseball players of all time, top 50. Yeah. How low would I have to make that list for Mickey Mantle not to be on it?
Right. No, I mean, it just speaks to the talent that he's already shown and the season he's already having. And we all know that this is still the very, very early portion of his career and that there is still improvement to come, in certain aspects of his game. And yet, this is already the best player in baseball currently. And what's exciting about it, too, other than what we've mentioned over and over the last week or so, is, he's locked up long-term here and everything, but also the national stage, having comments like that, That's how you start winning MVP awards, too. Not just, he's going to finish top three no matter
it's
what this year anyway.
It's everyone believing the same thing together.
Right, and that's why, he's going to win one, if not multiple, MVP awards in his career.
I agree.
Because of the talent we already see, but it also takes him being the household name. And the Home Run Derby helps that. The Royals getting in the postseason, hopefully, this year helps that. Right now he's going up against Aaron Judge, who's in New York. That's a tall task, even if the numbers are better in a lot of areas, and even if we can look at the entire big picture of his game, of the defensive aspect and the runs saved and above average outs, whatever metric you want to use defensively.
They all favor him.
On top of his plate appearances, he in any other year, I would say he would be the favorite right now. But he's going up against the New York Yankees, so the climb is greater. If they somehow can win the division, they being the Royals, then we're talking about winning it. Then we're talking about winning it.
So I looked it up. In 2022, ESPN did their list, Gold, of the top 50 baseball players of all time. Mickey Mantle was seven. They named him the seventh best baseball player. He was right above Ken Griffey Jr. But, look, you for your life, this is a lot like Patrick Mahomes. A lot of times in my fandom of Royals, we've watched players come up, and you'd watch Ronald Acuña, even just recently, Ronald Acuña, or you watch Paul Skeens come up now, or Juan Soto, and you'd be like, how come we can't have that? You have that and more and more right now in Bobby Wood Jr. There is no ceiling you can tell me that I would rule out for Bobby Wood Jr. Is it early in his career to call him Mickey Mantle? Yeah, probably. Probably a little early on that one, which is fair. That's fine. But he's saying that's who he reminds me of. He said if I started a single franchise with any player, it would be Bobby Wood Jr. And to your point before, the greatest thing about all this is right now on paper, he's not leaving till he's 30. Like, at the soonest, I understand technically you could.
There's some opt-out or whatever, but yeah.
There's opt-outs, yeah. And you could technically trade a player and a million other things that could happen, right, in between now and then. But you did the smart thing, and you locked up this type of player in doing this. I told you the other day that I think Brady Singer was the single biggest swing player, who does pitch tonight, the single biggest swing player for why I think the Royals are going to make the postseason. But there's no doubt on this team that the reason why they have taken this big of a leap is, I know the pitching's, but it's Bobby Wood Jr. He went from good player, he went from really good player to superstar overnight, seemingly.
I mean,
we used to argue whether or not he was as good as Julio Rodriguez. That's not even a conversation. Right. I'm not even kicking that around.
Fair. No, very fair. He's, of course, a huge, huge part of that. I think for this particular turnaround from winning 56 to this, I think it is the pitching staff.
All the starting pitching, yeah.
Not trying to downplay anything he's done, and there's no way to downplay it. The numbers are the numbers. But I would still say the turnaround this year, not as an entire organization, but this year, is still leaning on the rotation. I mean, if the Royals had the same starting pitching staff as last year and Bobby was playing this well, the Royals would not be pacing for 89 wins or whatever it is. They just wouldn't.
So they probably went 10 more. I don't know.
Yeah, but maybe we'd be talking about them winning 70. Yeah, but I mean, so it's the rotation more, but yes. Bobby Wood Jr., superstar, going to finish in the top three, maybe win it, MVP award in 2024, which
he's the best.
Is wild.
I guess here's the follow-up question. Do you think he will finish with the best Royals career in history? you know it's George Brett. You don't have to, I don't have to mention which player it is. George Brett. Will he finish as the single greatest Royals player of all time?
I get the question. I just... When you think about...
It's the predictive nature.
Yeah, no, you think about what it's has hard. To happen,
a
but
lot.
Also health. All these things that, you know, let's assume full health and things like that.
If you make guess today, it's the same thing. It's like, if you make me guess today, he doesn't end up as Mickey Mantle.
No.
But if you ask me 5 years from now and he's still doing this, then maybe.
I mean, I want to see him in the postseason first. You know, I want to see what he does. I want to see him in the postseason. Those opportunities, to me, have to happen before you can... have that real conversation. Like, if you tell me they go on a run, they make the postseason, they go on a deep run this year, and he's the star that he is in the postseason as well, then it'll be much easier for me to start entertaining that exact conversation. But if there was ever a player that has a chance to do it, of course it's Bobby Wood Jr.
This is the most...
But I think we need to, you know, let's pull back the reins a little bit on the horse leaving the station on taking it to the level of that automatic, he's going to be the greatest Royal I've ever of all time.
I think in my lifetime, there's two players that I remember feeling this way about so early in their career. And they're both Hall of Fame talent players, Carlos Beltran and Zach Greinke. Those are the guys that when it clicked, you were like, oh my God, Zach Greinke for a year was the best pitcher in baseball. He didn't stay that, but he's a Hall of Famer. Carlos Beltran, if it wasn't for the Astros cheating scandal, would also be in the Hall of Fame. He might not be because of the Astros cheating scandal. But those are those players that, young early on.
We got to be careful with recency bias with all this stuff, too, though. I didn't see George Brett play.
I did.
A lot of people, but you were, what, six? No, I'm not trying to be disrespectful. But, you were, 6 years old, 8 years old.
I try to
keep that in perspective. When we talk about,
I was almost 10. I'm trying to remember
where he retired. George Brett, three different decades.
Yeah.
A batting title.
Uh-huh. He almost hit 400.
So the fact that Bobby Wood Jr. exists and he's in this city is unreal. And
you
it's
don't
amazing.
Call him George Brett yet.
But we don't have to go crazy yet. We don't have to go crazy on that. Go crazy in terms of supporting and enjoying the ride. Absolutely. We don't have to go crazy and start already saying he's,
you don't want to write
the best player in Royals history.
You're not trying to write his speech for Cooperstown.
Yeah, let's wait. 5 years from now, 4 years from now, it might be duh.
He's got to be so hooked.
George Brett, let's also, George Brett, it was a long time ago, but it wasn't in 1905 either,
No, so, he wasn't hitting with, Look, George Brett is still very much around. He was at training camp. We were here on Monday.
Yeah.
He was here. But, like, again, what's crazy about it is, like, no. If you made me predict what I said, but, like, can I rule it out? No, I can't rule it out.
Of course you don't rule it out.
He's just way too talented. It just makes it almost makes it borderline impossible.
We'll talk more about the Royals this weekend series. A huge one against the Cubs. Big crowds expected. Patrick Mahomes bobblehead night tonight as well. But I want to talk a little bit about how quarterbacks are perceived in the NFL, because I thought Dak Prescott, when he spoke to Dallas media yesterday, said the quiet part out loud. It's the leverage that exists for quarterbacks. Listen to what Dak had to say when he was asked about his contract situation, where, remember, he does not have a new deal yet.
It's a two-way street that they have wants, I have wants. I think I've deserved that. Understanding that this is a business, and obviously I want to be here. Talking about growing up, this is where I've become a man. So, but that end of the day, at the end of the day, it's a business, and you know, when I'm gonna say it, I want to be here. But you know, when you look up, all the great quarterbacks I watched played for other teams. So my point in saying that is that that's not something to fear. That may be a reality for me one day. May not be my decision. So that's the freedom that I have is. Be where your feet are. Make the most of it. Be confident in yourself. Make your team better. I love my teammates. I love that locker room. I love everything about being out here in Oxnard and being a Dallas Cowboy. So that's what allows me to be free and focus and understand that in time comes, who knows what comes. As I said, I've been through a lot of adversity personally, that it's about, you know, being thankful for where you are, hugging and loving on your loved ones, and taking it one day at a time, and handling the rest when it approaches.
Man, that is honest. I'll leave if I have to. Other people have done it. It works fine.
Said the quiet part out loud. I mean, I respect it. A lot of quarterbacks wouldn't say that. He's not wrong. That is the reality of the situation he's in. There's a long list of really, really great quarterbacks that have not finished their career where they started because of contract issues. Mm-hmm. And the Cowboys are a mess right now because they have extremely talented players, and Micah Parsons and CeeDee Lamb, and Dak Prescott's part of that group as well, but they're all due for contracts at the same time because they mismanaged the situation as an organization, and so they're competing against each other. And if you're Dak, you know what you're worth on the open market.
Oh, right? And you're worth every cent you're asking for in the open market.
$60 million a year.
And maybe 65 I don't know.
Maybe. And I know some people will be like, well, he's not the best quarterback in the league. Nobody's saying he's the best quarterback in the league, but he's next up to get paid. He's also, I would rather pay him than Tua, by the way. I'd rather pay him, people might disagree with this, than Jordan Love. I would. I know everybody loves Jordan Love right now, but I would rather
Jordan
pay
Love's
Dak
so
Prescott.
Early, I just don't know the answer.
Dak Prescott led the league in touchdowns last year. I mean, so, you know.
Jordan Love is second, though.
fine. Yeah. But, like, Dak Prescott has played in more than 9 games or 12 games and looked good.
Yes.
Jordan Love has played in 20-something, but he had 9 great games. And this is, I'm not even trying to make this about Jordan Love stinking. That's not at all.
It's just about the free market
Dak
and
Prescott.
That Dak Prescott is being honest about it. Which he should be, Gold. He's telling the Cowboys, it's like, it's cool. I'm not going to take it personally if you decide not to pay me. Because you know why? Someone will. Someone will pay me. And it didn't exactly stink for Matt Stafford when he went to go get paid. And I don't know, he got traded, but like, went to a new organization. It didn't stink. It hasn't stunk for Jared Goff. It didn't stink for Kirk Cousins the first time. It's probably not going to be all that bad the second. Like, I'll go where I'm wanted. If you have doubts about my ability, the team that pays me in free agency won't. I think that's probably what's the most important thing.
Do you think he stays in Dallas? Do you think Dak stays?
I think Jerry Jones is convinced he can be better than this somehow.
I wonder, you know, based off of Jerry's Patrick Mahomes comparison yesterday, where it do, or whatever it was.
It does.
And based off of that audio, there's a lot of questions I have about Jerry Jones. But also, I think, on one hand, you're like, hey, he knows he doesn't have the Mahomes or the Burrow or the Allen as his quarterback, even though Dak's very good. And so I wonder if he's like, well, Shedeur Sanders or somebody like that in his mind he thinks is the answer. We can disagree or agree. And so I wonder if they're going to say, we're going to let him walk and we're going to sign CeeDee Lamb instead.
I don't think it's out of the
question. Which I think is a huge risk, by the way.
Of course it is.
Huge risk. But he's been open about this, not only Dak, but Jerry Jones. I mean, given Jerry Jones's age, he knows he only has so many years left here to go win a championship. And I just don't see it happening with that current regime and setup.
It really do.
It really do.
It's the draw that adds to it.
Up next, we get back to the Royals. I mentioned the weekend series, a huge series against the Cubs. Let's talk about the expectations with that, plus the random question of the day right here on Cody and Gold.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here at Chiefs Training Camp, our training camp coverage presented by Technology Group Solutions, the official IT provider of your Kansas City Chiefs. We're also streaming the show on YouTube, Twitch, Facebook as well. We're broadcasting from the Comcast Business Tent, powering possibilities. Practice wrapped up over an hour and a half or so ago. If you missed our conversation with George Karloftis, you'll hear some of that or all of it. It was fairly brief with some stuff moving parts. That's coming up around 1:35 on the show.
I asked him for a dinner invite if you want to tease for that later, and you missed it.
You did. You asked him.
I told you that if we got Karloftis on, I'd ask to come to his house. And I honored that wish. I asked to go to George Karloftis' house.
It just had to be him, too, wasn't it? I wonder.
Of course he was the next guest.
It had to be him.
Yeah, we didn't know. We were not sure. We also asked him about the Raiders video, which we're going to get back into in the 1 o'clock hour, as Antonio Pierce has now commented on it. So we'll get to that in about 25 minutes. But tonight at Kauffman Stadium, other than opening day, biggest crowd of the year, it sounds like it has that potential. It's a Friday night. It's summertime. I get the weather's hot, but, you know, nobody's back at school yet. The Cubs are coming to town, so some of their fans are always going to be there. The Royals are in the middle of a playoff hunt. Mahomes bobblehead night. Brady Singer on the bump. Bobby Wood Jr. raising his batting average, 21 points in the last six games. You got a legit MVP candidate. Like, all of that, I think tonight is definitely over 30. The question is, do they get to like 30, 35, 36, 37?
I mean, someone was saying that they heard on good authority that that's the crowd they were expecting tonight. Look, a Patrick Mahomes bobblehead.
That's 15,000 right there.
Coupled with a Friday night in summer. Like, yeah, I would think that there's a pretty good chance. Look, if they can get 7,000 people up here to training camp on a Friday, those people are already off work. You might as well head out to the K after. Get a second shower in and then head out to the old ballpark.
Because all weekend should be, I mean, honestly, all weekend, I'll be disappointed if it's not over. I really think over 30, but maybe I'm being too aggressive with the number. I think all weekend should be over 30.
I would like 80,000 plus for the weekend series. Does that make, 80 to 82, like, I would like at least that for the three-game weekend series. And not to mention the small thing, like, Cubs fans are everywhere. I think our guy Benny Heiss, who used to work here, said he's going to all three games this weekend.
Yeah.
He's obviously rooted for the Royals and has covered the Royals. He's a Cubs fan. He's going to go to all three games this weekend. I think there's going to be plenty of that as well. But this series, these next – I know we keep saying this, but this is how it works. These next nine games are important because it's right before you face the Red Sox again, the team that is right behind you nipping at your heels for a playoff spot. And the Cubs have given up. The White Sox stink. And the Tigers are mediocre. Those are your next three series. I actually think it's 10 games because I think it's four against Detroit. But like, let's just say these next six are important. You got to win four of the next six because then it's Detroit and then it's Boston. No messing around then. So get some wins now. Put some wins on the board. Wash that taste out of your mouth from that game the other night.
Well, that's right. Correct the series that, you know, going into the Diamondback series, you thought you were going to win and should have won, and you end up losing it. So now you try to make that up a little bit this weekend against the Cubs team that may be playing individual baseball at this point based off of where they're at and the trade deadline and Cubs players that could get traded away as their organization has kind of waved the white flag, acknowledging that their moves they make are going to be about the future, not just about 2024. And so that's the team that's coming into town tonight. Someone says, don't forget the fireworks. That's true. Fireworks tonight as well. This is...
adds to the juice.
This is a way to get some more momentum again heading into a series against the White Sox, a bad team on Monday. So can they just beat up on Chicago over the
Let's just kick Chicago's ass.
Of the next 6 days. Just beat up on the city of Chicago when it comes to baseball.
Light that bean on fire, whatever, right? Isn't that their big thing?
They just finally reopened it.
Oh, it's been closed?
It was closed for a while. Like the city of
Chicago.
I really do.
It's a cool
I'm actually quite a fan of the city of
Chicago.
Not
for the next week, you don't. It's a dump.
But not for baseball, no.
It's you hate it for the next...
The bean, yeah. They closed. I don't know if they were renovating it or restoring.
I'm sorry, how do you renovate a giant, shiny piece of metal?
I don't know. All I know
Re-chrome it?
Maybe a refinish or whatever. I know it was closed for a little while. It has since reopened.
It's so funny the things that become, like, the thing in a city because, like, the arch is stupid. It, like, looks cooler than it is actually cool.
Well, it's a monument signifying people leaving your city. It's kind of a weird thing to be proud of. But, yeah, anyway.
Going up that thing, by the way, is a little bit freaky.
Technically, Union Station, you both come to the city and leave the city, but it's both. Mm-hmm. Both. People arrived at Union Station as well. It doesn't count as both leaving. It's a little bit of both. Yeah, that's a good point. No, I just think it's a big series. I expect big crowds. I want Royals players. I want the young Royals team still to continue to know what it's like when this team is in love with baseball. Because you and I have said it before, and it stands true. The Chiefs' energy is great. The Chiefs' Super Bowl runs, Patrick Mahomes, great. I personally am not sure the energy has ever been matched of that 2014 play. I'm not, like, it was just, and that might have just been because no one had been good for so damn long.
That's what it is.
So it may never be matched. But baseball can still have a big place in the city. Because I'll be honest, you can take away, like, buzz for week two of the Chiefs NFL season if you're in a playoff hunt. Because we're about the playoffs for the Chiefs. Whatever. You want to get me a divisional
series?
Drew's
not going to like this because the Royals are going to be right in the middle of a divisional or wild card hunt. It's week two, and it's going to be a huge game no matter what against Cincy. But we're going to want to talk more and care about how the playoff race is going.
That's
fine.
Drew's going to
want to create Cincinnati as a Super Bowl game.
No, no.
In week two. I can see it now.
You know, it's totally fine. Look, my big thing, for it doesn't matter who they're playing. If Joe Burrow's wrist is healthy, they're in the playoffs, and that's good. That's all that matters.
Should be.
That's a tough division they got to crack through.
But I think you are right, Cody, though, about just 14, the dynamics were different. You know, but a majority of people in the city had not seen
20 years
a championship and not seen. And baseball postseason is just so different. Like,
every day
to day, living and dying every day throughout that series. And if you're fortunate enough, like the Royals were in 14 and 15, throughout the wild card round, the divisional round, the
all
ALCS.
All of September leading up to it.
Yeah, I mean, it becomes truly, you know, a blue October, as we said back then.
It becomes a breath. You're breathing it. Like, I do think that is the difference between football and baseball, is like you've said. Like, in September, they might play gold 11 times in 12 days. It just feels like you need it, like you need oxygen to breathe. It just feels so intense. I so desperately want it back. Now we're talking about, like, please.
I think we're getting September. I think we're getting September, basically playoff-like games. But, you know, I want to see what other teams that they're competing in the wild card do at the deadline. I don't think the Royals are going to do a whole lot more, but depends. If the Red Sox don't make a big splash, then it does nothing. You know, then you're competing with the Red Sox, the Twins, and the Astros / Mariners for the wild card.
Sure.
I understand the division is still there, but I'll just
for now. Let's just fight for that for now.
Focusing on the wild card. If the division race gets really tight, then even better. Even better at that point.
Yeah. Then you give yourself two different ways to make the postseason instead of one. Hell. And originally, we thought there might only be one team from the entire – we all thought it was going to be one team from the American League Central that made the postseason. And now, right now, they'd have three.
That's what stinks, though.
Sports are weird.
That's what sucks is this division is way better than everybody thought. And competitive, which, great, I guess, but also
– if it were last year's division,
more wins. Royals were pacing the way they're pacing in most years with the Central, they'd be in the lead right now or half game back. You know, maybe, you know, something like that in the AL Central, maybe two games back instead of 5.5 or 6, whatever it is.
Yeah, correct.
Today. So that's the difference. But, yeah, the text line people are saying glued to TV on every pitch, playoff baseball is the best. Yeah, listening to the radio, like – frankly, more of you guys are listening to the radio when it comes to Royals games than you have in a long time. It's because we're living and dying by this team, and it's awesome. It's fun to have that back in our lives, both personally and professionally, right? It's great news. We're very happy about it, and this weekend should be really cool. If I go out this weekend, it'd be tonight. I'm not going to go tomorrow. If I go, it's going to be tonight, and I'm trying to decide if I'm going to do that or not.
You're on the fence?
I'm on the fence. Obviously, the Mahomes bobblehead, we could use one for the garage sale. That would be beneficial.
But
we'll see. It's a little.
If gold
know.
Doesn't get out there, will somebody cough theirs up for the garage sale? For charity.
Yes.
For charity.
Maybe Vern can grab one for us for the garage sale.
We can ask Vern to grab us one. We'll send him a text.
That would be very nice if that happened. All right, let's get to it, Drew.
Random question.
For you, Gold, for you, Drew, over on the text line, 913-586-7610. Of course, on Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook, we're at 610 Sports KC. You can see our lovely faces. Someone, dude, by the way, for like 30 minutes on the stream was like just standing behind you. Just a dude in a yellow
standing
shirt.
Standing behind
you, me? You could just see him. Like,
when?
Beaming through the back of your head for like a half hour straight.
While we were talking?
Yeah.
I didn't even notice.
Dude,
there was someone behind me.
I don't know if he was actually looking at you, but it looked like he was looking at you.
I had no clue.
He was fully in the frame the entire time. So the question I have for you guys today is actually, once again, a random question that only means something to me.
Here we go, Drew.
Real quick question, show of hands. I'm going to explain something to you, and then I need you to answer the question. Do you think I broke my finger? So here's what I'm going to ask. I'm going
to
explain
and
what
how the hell am I supposed
what?
To know?
I'm going
to
explain
what?
The symptoms to you, and then I need your answer on whether or not you think I need to
go
to the doctor.
All right, I'm listening.
2 days ago, finger starts to hurt. It's a little tender. And I'm like, well, that's kind of weird. Huh. And I just like, you know, kind of ignore it. Fingers hurt. Things hurt.
What have you been
39
doing?
Years old. Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing abnormal, nothing weird or different in those circumstances, but it starts to hurt a little bit, and I notice that, and I put it in the back of my brain. No big deal. This morning, I wake up at 4:30 in the morning, and it woke me up.
Throbbing?
Like, yes.
Oh.
So it hurt quite a bit, and I was like, a little bit swollen, a little more swollen than the night before. Popped a few ibuprofen, went back to bed, but it's getting fatter, and it hurts
swollen.
All
it's
here in the knuckle.
It's definitely.
Knuckle. And it's definitely getting very fat.
It's definitely swollen.
Any medical professional.
Do you think you dislocated it? Is it still throbbing?
Okay, so here's the other part that's going to get asked. Do you recall a traumatic event in which you would have broken your finger? And the answer to that is no. I don't recall a moment in which I remember hurting my finger. My kid likes to wrestle a lot, so maybe in a heated battle,
finger?
Perhaps. And then it took a few days to do it. The one thing I will say is it was hurting for a few days, and then last night, in trying to, like, make it feel a little bit better, I popped it. You know, like, you just pop your finger.
Wait, you popped that same finger?
I popped this knuckle. And now it feels like it's worse. Do you think it was dislocated and now it's not, or it wasn't and now it is, or did I break it? What do you think happened with my finger is the question I have for you today.
I would lean towards it
here's
not being
on the
broken.
Video so you can compare. It's the ring finger, by the way. The ring finger.
I would lean towards it not being broken, but I'm wondering if you dislocated or something.
Since you decided to consult Dr. Nixon, I suggest that you go to your primary. I suggest.
I don't have a primary care physician. I just go to urgent care. Like,
well, then you need to go to urgent.
Go to urgent care. Let him do a little quick X-ray and be done with it.
Yeah, you should go to urgent
care. I had a primary care physician for a while. Do you think I need to go to urgent care tonight? Can I just do it tomorrow?
I think after work. Today?
Only you
know,
can
I'm
answer that, Cody.
Don't you want to have an answer,
Cody? Only you can answer that because you know how it feels.
So I'll say, my entire childhood was based on the medical diagnosis of parents that is wait and see. You know what? Give that thing one more day and let's find out if it's actually.
But it's been a couple days, hasn't
because
it?
Because it started hurting a couple days. This is the worst it's hurt.
Go.
I think this
so
is
I would
what
say that it's something progressing towards
a couple
worst
days. Go.
Some of our longtime listeners recalled a few years ago I brought up one thing when you were bringing up your foot. And what did I say? You hated it. What did I say? You hated it. You said, oh, I don't have gout.
I don't have gout.
And now I'm wondering, do you have gout? Text line, someone says you have gout. Someone else says gout. Someone says, hopefully it isn't an infection. Someone says, looks like
can gout go to your
arthritis.
Fingers, though, or is it just your feet?
Rheumatoid arthritis. I have arthritis in my
knees. It's definitely swollen. My question is, this did not happen
it's
when you were
tender.
Acting as Paul Bunyan in the forest
no,
in Colorado?
No. It's only tender right at the knuckle. Here, nothing. There, nothing. Right at the knuckle. Right here. That's where it's
tendons.
That's where it's. I mean, you can get like tendonitis, or you can like pull a tendon, or you can sprain a finger instead of. I mean, that's just like a.
Someone says all they're going to do is splint it anyway.
Huh, well, I can just go buy a splint at CVS if that's all they're going to do.
Yeah. As long as the pain's not unbearable.
I mean, I'm sitting here through the four. I didn't take today off.
You took an ibuprofen and say you're fine.
This also.
I mean, it's tender, but like if I'm just leaving it alone, it's okay. Does that make sense? If I'm doing nothing with it, it's fine. If I try
Someone
to use
says,
it, it's a problem.
During Club 610, which we're doing a tone down. It's more of a happy hour in the 1 o'clock hour because we're on remote. Someone says just put a little make a true cocktail if you know what I'm saying.
Oh wow,
that's what they're advocating. He has to drive home still.
Yeah, they don't even recommend you take that drug and drive home.
Now people saying dislocated as well. I think it's just dislocated. You did not break it.
Someone says sounds dislocated. Give it a few days, you'll be fine. See, it's hard to, my thought is, what if I just didn't do anything with it? You know, what if I just leave it alone?
It'll probably be fine eventually. You see this top
text? I left this finger alone once, and then it never healed right. It'll never been right again.
So I actually broke my pinky once, and that's why this one is a little crooked.
Yeah, I never went to the doctor for this one, and it's never going to bend the same way again.
Texla. Someone says they got an infection in their pointer finger, went all the way up to their arm, and would have gone to their heart if they didn't get a shot in the ass.
What?
They're saying you need a shot in the ass is what they're suggesting.
Someone says if you don't remember the injury, it may be MRSA. How did I get MRSA?
Jeez.
Huh? I mean, how did I just get MRSA? Like, yeah. I just got it?
Someone says, if it's not getting any better, get an x-ray, sprain of the joint. We got it. It's all over the place.
I think you need an x-ray.
This sounds like I need a doctor.
Someone says, go ask a construction worker what he thinks you should do about your finger. He'll tell you to stop being a word I can't say and take some medicine and call it good.
I did. That's what I did for 3 days, and now it's getting worse. I'm starting to wonder if I need to go to the doctor.
Gold, so
I don't feel weird in any other capacity.
So, Gold, you're saying you would go to the doctor, correct?
I'm saying I would go to one of the Minute Clinic places, have them check it out. My guess is it's dislocated.
So this is, again, another example of the difference where you would go to Minute Clinic. Cody wants to, instead of having it splint for him, he wants to splint it himself.
Yeah, I do kind of lean towards just go get a splint.
You would splint it yourself.
Yeah, sure. It's just a damn finger. Calm down. Look, if it's painful,
is that what your parents said to you? If you were to go to your parents now and say, "Hey, my finger hurts," would they say it's just
Dude,
a damn finger? It's fine.
Okay, I'll just tell you right now, Drew. The first time I tore ligaments in my knee, it swole up to the size of a watermelon on a Friday, and we waited until Monday to go to the doctor, so we didn't like rush over there. And I had torn multiple ligaments in my knee, so like we were a wait and see family. And I'm trying not to do that with my kids.
That's more than just wait and see, though.
Well, I mean, I eventually went to the doctor, and they, you know, medically took care of my torn ligaments. It just took a few days to see. You needed the see part of the wait and see. I'm kind of thinking tomorrow. I kind of want to see if maybe it feels a little better tomorrow. You know, tomorrow feels like a nice day to go to the doctor instead.
Tomorrow's a
one
Saturday,
guy who
though.
Says that they're going to cut my arm off because it's MRSA. That's got me a little bit concerned.
Yeah, someone else
I don't
said
love
it's
that.
Just the Andy Reid. Your day-to-day. Your day-to-day. We don't know. Your day-to-day right now.
If you're going to urgent care, you need to go in the morning tomorrow, right? Because it's Saturday.
Yeah, let's go get Rick Burkholder, please. Let's go get him.
Is there any actual doctors on the text line? I want to know who's an actual doctor based on this. Like, if we were doing
teledoc. Everybody's going to text in now and say right. They're an actual doctor. Now, you know how this goes.
Give me your credentials so I can Google you.
Dr. Van Nostrand from Seinfeld will show
Someone
up
says,
for
Do you bite your nails, Cody? Could be infective. Is it hot?
I don't bite my nails.
Okay.
Never been in. Never.
So it's hot and red.
No, doesn't look hot.
So there are people dying out there right now, and you're worried about your finger.
That's not the point. I'm just asking medical advice from the text line.
We have an orthopedic, surgeon or somebody texting in. Says, see me in the ortho clinic.
Oh, okay.
I had to go see an orthopedic.
He says if it still hurts next week, see me in the ortho clinic.
Yeah.
He's saying, I think I could give it a few days.
Okay.
I think I can maybe give it a few. If I'm here on Monday, though, and it's still throbbing, we got a problem. I got to, like, see a doctor or something.
Text line.
Text line's not helpful at all. They're just like making up.
Dr. Richard Long.
Oh, I see you. Yeah.
Richard Long chiming
there it
in.
Is. Someone's just offering. They said they got a pocket knife in their house. We can just cut that finger right off. I don't wear a wedding ring typically. That would be the ring. That would be the.
We've talked about this. You know, yeah, you're never a wedding ring guy.
I wear it at weddings.
Does your wife wear her wedding ring?
More than me.
Yeah.
She don't wear it every day, but she wears it more than me. Actual doctor, not fake
text
doctor.
Line.
Oh my gosh.
And spit on that thing.
I'm guessing your finger is not broken. Probably gout. I don't have gout! I saw a person.
Super bone in the finger as well.
Who specializes in this? So what? So gout could just make one finger hurt?
I have no idea.
Is that how gout works?
I'm not sure how it works.
I mean, maybe. I don't know.
I've heard it's very, very painful, though.
I will say that.
I've heard it's very, very painful.
Okay.
But my final determination, it's not broken. I just think you got some other thing going on. Not broken, though.
You decide, you changed your mind.
Dr. Gold says not broken.
You changed your mind from dislocated to not broken, some other ailment.
Yeah.
Some other mystery
not
ailment
broken.
In your finger. Man, if I go to urgent care, they're going to get an x-ray. That's just
someone says, be careful where you put that finger. Okay. All right. All right.
Jeez.
All right. Okay. 913-5.
I don't think there's a single real doctor on this whole text line. I'm going to be honest. All of this advice seems completely useless.
Someone says, we're heading home from camp. I'll turn around and take a look at it if you can join Club
6. Oh, my goodness.
Sure. Come on down.
Someone says you got a wasp bite. You just never knew it. That's what happened. All the wasp around here, it's stung you right there.
And I'm allergic to it. Come on down, doctor. If you're nearby, you can come for Club 610 and hang out. Give me a medical.
I don't know if they're going to let them back in over here, you know?
I don't think there's any security left to stop them from getting in at this point.
Don't say that, but yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, is there? There might be. I don't know.
Yeah.
Except for sure.
Someone says I'm an OBGYN. I'll help you.
Oh, my gosh.
Why do people... There's so many... Okay.
I have a doctorate in music. The tone of your voice sounds like...
Oh,
yeah,
that's terrible.
I'm a truck driver. Sounds like you're just a wussy. This has really backfired on me.
Some of these we can't read, but they're great. They're great. I appreciate it.
All right. I thought I'd ask. I didn't complain the whole show about it. I said something to you in the morning. I said, I think I might have broken my finger. And then I wanted to, kind of take a look at it. So
that's the random question of the day.
Wasn't expecting that one.
I have another one. What's worse, as the text line asked, Burrow's hair or your finger?
Burrow's hair.
I think so.
Really?
I thought about it. I didn't rush to judgment. Drew, I thought about it, and I gave
you
my
honest
answer.
You shouldn't have had to think about it. His hair is his hair. It's fine.
It didn't have to be his hair. His normal hair does not look like that.
Correct.
How long do you think he's going to keep it? You think it's an all-season thing?
Yeah. Yeah, it's an all-season thing.
Okay.
It's like, unless they start 0-4.
Have it that way until they lose.
So,
well,
so he's done after week two?
No, he's not. No, he's not.
After week two, he's done.
No, he's not.
When he gets rid of his hair, you're going to be having to bleach yours.
Yeah, it's potentially. It sounds like as long as you guys pay for it. Again, as
perfect
long
timing.
As it's done.
Professionally.
That's totally
it needs
good.
To be done right.
We'll find a way to get your
take
hair
care
bleached
of.
Professionally.
Spec was trying to get... I was talking to him about it a little bit this morning. He's trying to get it even a step further. I need, like, tiger stripes or something like that, or, like, frosted tips, and said, I like the bleach
frosted
idea better.
Tips.
I like the bleach idea better than frosted tips.
Yeah,
I'll be
because
honest.
It might actually look...
If Cincinnati loses in week two in Kansas City, Drew's bleaching his hair. That's confirmed, I think.
Unless Drew leaves us for the morning show before then, because he's got something...
Oh, my gosh.
Drew's trying to make best with the morning show for the same payoff that we already agreed to on our show.
Hang on a second. No. We have our show bet. It is us. Somebody else wanted in from the morning show. They want in on our bet. We're welcoming them to the table. Now, I'm not leaving the Cody and Gold table.
You tell
they want
to
be.
Run it by us, you know?
They want a seat at the. Okay, I will have them bring it up to you guys while I'm on vacation
next week. You tell Mac and Fesco to see us, all right?
Okay. Next week when you guys are back here.
For a few days,
we will have.
Well, you'll
that
be
done.
Gone all next week.
I am going to be gone all next week. Correct.
Gone next week, we'll talk more about that in Club 610 or Happy Hour, whatever we're doing. Up next is a Happy Hour edition of what is normally Club 610. Since we are on remote, our training camp coverage is presented by Technology Group Solutions, the official IT provider of your Kansas City Chiefs. Up next, we're going to get right back into the reaction today from camp here and in Vegas after the Kermit the Frog Mahomes video that went viral yesterday. What did Karloftis tell us? What did Mahomes say today? And what is Antonio Pierce saying about it?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.